Editor. On September 30th, we recognized the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, which focuses on the intergenerational harm to Canada's Indigenous peoples due to forced attendance at residential and day schools. However, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada, TRC, also recognizes the role of the environment in the well-being of Canada's First Nations, Inuit and Métis. The TRC calls to action number 43 and number 44 urge Canadian governments at all levels to use the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, UNDRIP, as the framework for reconciliation. Article 29(1) of the UNDRIP cites the rights of Indigenous peoples to the protection and conservation of their lands. In Canada and elsewhere in the world, Indigenous people have been doing heavy lifting when it comes to protecting our shared environment, while suffering more than their share from the effects of failed protection of the earth. Those in remote communities can be subject to the health dangers of extractive industries polluting their waters, air, and the fish and animals that provide their traditional food sources. For example, in northern Alberta, Fort Chipewyan's increased rate of cancer has long been ascribed by local elders to being downstream from the oil sands. 30 years after concerns first arose, the federal government is now finally funding a study on the health impacts of living beside oil sands effluent. Just last week, it was revealed a 2017 environmental assessment of the wharf, water and soil around the Transport Canada dock in Fort Chipewyan was contaminated, but this information was not disclosed to the community at the time. Members of the Conservative opposition are calling the failure of the federal government to inform the community environmental racism. Indigenous communities have also been disproportionately affected by wildfires. Though they represent just 5% of the population, in 2023, and 42% of evacuated communities were majority Indigenous. Canada's Indigenous people have not been standing by as climate change threatens the health of us all. They have co-led the establishment of Indigenous protected and conserved areas, set up protests against harmful forest practices, for example, Fairy Creek in British Columbia, and become committed environmental stewards. The traditional Indigenous worldview is that Turtle Island, the natural world, is sacred and that their role is to be caretakers of it, to keep it whole and healthy for future generations. Generations that are now threatened by the climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels, often extracted from the very lands traditionally used for hunting, fishing and cultural practices. To take the climate actions we must, it's time we listen to and support Canada's Indigenous peoples. Suzanne Perkins, Canmore.